Hello guys and welcome to Odds on Bundesliga. After the international break, we have the fourth match day and we have Leipzig Bayern Munich and we have Radek Vegas to analyze all nine games with us. How are you, Radek?
Very good, and I'm looking forward to this Bundesliga game day after very unnecessary national team games. And we also have Leverkusen against Borussia Dortmund. Leverkusen is in a good shape, and Borussia Dortmund has to come back to a good shape and good form. So also very interesting game besides Leipzig versus Bayern, of course.
Exactly, and we are going to start with this game, but I just want to remember, guys, to leave a comment in the video telling us your tips. And of course, since this is a live video, you can also ask any questions about Bundesliga or betting, because Radek knows a lot or everything about betting. And of course, if you enjoy our videos, don't forget and press the like and subscribe. And of course, click the bell to get notifications, because this week we are going to do a lot of live videos with every single league that we analyze, and we give tips here in Ospedia. But now it's time for Bundesliga, Radek. And you mentioned that there is another interesting game in this match day, fourth match day, and this is Bayer Leverkusen, Borussia Dortmund. Leverkusen with 7 points, Borussia Dortmund with 6 points, because, as we know, they lost their only away game against Freiburg 2-1. Maybe, perhaps, this is something that can happen more often in this season, because also they had troubles last season when they were traveling at home. Their last game, remember, was a victory 3-2 against Hoffenheim, but also they suffered a lot. They have to wait until the last minute. And a goal scored by, of course, Haaland. Whereas Leverkusen, Radek, great start for Sir Oane's men. 7 points after the draw with Union Berlin in the opening game. 2 consecutive victories and very, very convincing ones. Wow, here I guess you like better, no? The odds for the home team or not?
Yes, because the problem with Dortmund, you said it, is that they are they're struggling a lot, and the problem is they got too many goals. They got 2 goals against Hoffenheim, they got 2 goals against Frankfurt, they got 2 goals against Freiburg, and now that we have a team like Leverkusen who scored a lot of goals. So this is a very tough game for Borussia Dortmund. And the last 2 home games, Leverkusen won against Borussia Dortmund, and that's why I like the odds on the home team more than betting on Dortmund. Is no option for me in this game. We can find value in an Asian handicap bet on Leverkusen. I would say double chance on Leverkusen gives us odds of 1.77. This is very good. To be honest, I still think there can be a draw. That's why this double chance is okay. But what I said at the beginning is that both teams are scoring for fun, and have a look at over 3 goals, you get odds of 1.70, and maybe even more riskier betting over 3.5 goals here, you get odds of 2.15. So there are some interesting situations. I'm not yet really sure what is the best, but one of the most interesting points could be that Dortmund had a lot of national team players. The key players of Dortmund had a lot of national team games. Marco Reus was on his comeback for Germany, did a good job there. But he may be exhausted, and also Haaland was playing for Norway and the other players as well. So Leverkusen for sure has some national team players in their rows, but I think it affects more Borussia Dortmund. So at the end, I think it will be something like a 2-2, maybe a little edge on Leverkusen. So I really like the double chance on Leverkusen here for 1.77.
Then let's go for Leverkusen. You mentioned Haaland. He also scored for Norway against Holland. And two other bad things for Borussia Dortmund. Remember, Radek, that the following week we have Champions League. They are traveling to Turkey. They have to play Besiktas. So they have to keep an eye, of course, in the Champions League. And last season, Leverkusen already won this game. It was a 2-1 victory for the aspiring team. So let's go for Bayer Leverkusen here in our first game. Then we have Freiburg, Cologne, two other teams that they started the season pretty well. 7 points for Freiburg. They are fourth right now in Champions League spots at home. As we mentioned, they were able to beat Dortmund, and away they beat Stuttgart 2-3 after leading 0-3. Impressive after only 30 minutes of game. So great start for Freiburg and also for Cologne, a team that struggled a lot that last season to stay in Bundesliga. Two home victories for them against Bochum and Hertha, and they put also a fight to Bayern Munich, Radek. Here we have good odds for Freiburg, actually 2.2, or you don't fancy them?
Yeah, as much as I like Freiburg, I'm never happy if they are favorite, because I think they are never favorite in any game, so they have always to fight hard, and it's never a sure win. But remember last year, in the last season, Freiburg beat Cologne 5-0 and 4-1 or something like that. So, but Cologne improved a lot, and under the new coach, Steffen Baumgart, they are completely different to last season, it seems. And yeah, it's hard to bet on a Freiburg win here. To say that they might win, and I would tend to a 2-1, something like that. But betting on them is too risky at these odds, because I would love to bet on double chance, but the odds on double chance on Freiburg are too low. So this is, it's a bit dangerous in my eyes to bet on Freiburg. And at the end, yeah, we only had three games. Now we had this national team break. So the cards are shuffled new, and there can be a lot of unexpected moments on this game day.
There are a lot of surprises after the international break. You mentioned, Radek, the last season, 1-4 for Freiburg, 5-0 for Freiburg at home. But the previous season, 4-0 for Cologne, 1-2 for Cologne. There are always goals in the last five games between these two teams. We always saw over 2.5 goals. So let's see if we can enjoy this game. And the next game is Fürth Wolfsburg. Surprising. Wolfsburg leader, 9 points, the only team that has won all three games, and they were able to beat Leipzig 1-0 in the last game day. So now I guess they are very favorite. Remember that they are also playing Champions League in their visit to Fürth. Only 1 point for them after drawing with Bielefeld. They came back to the Bundesliga. They are playing for the first time actually in the Bundesliga. Odds 1.65 for sure. Low, because Wolfsburg, they won all three games, rather, but always with a very short margin.
Yes, but do you think this is low? I expected way worse odds, because Wolfsburg is a Champions League team. They didn't lose a game, and they won all three games. And then on the other side, we have Fürth, who... Yeah, will really, really struggle in this season. And they, in my eyes, it's a clear must-win for Wolfsburg. The odds of 1.6 are really, really attractive in my eyes. I would say we can go on Asian Handicap -1. We get odds of 2.0 on Wolfsburg here. And this is... A really, really value bet, because everything I said.
Then Wolfsburg is playing Lille, actually, in the Champions League. You go Asian Handicap -1. For Wolfsburg, our next game, Hohenheim Mainz. Good start for Mainz. 6 points. They beat Fürth at home, 3-0 in their last game. Also at home, they beat Leipzig, but in their only away game, it was a defeat against Bochum. Probably that's why. Hohenheim, they are favorite only with 4 points in this start of the Bundesliga. They were they lost 3-2 against Dortmund, but they put a fight against them. We always saw goals, Radek, in the Hohenheim game. Odds are 2.09. Would you go for home victory or here? Not actually.
No, because Hoffenheim is also a kind of unknown diva. They started very good last season. They even beat Bayern Munich with 4 goals last season, and then they went down. And I think they might be better in this season. And on the other hand, we have Mainz, who is always good for some surprise. They beat Leipzig in the first game day. And this is the most underrated team in Bundesliga, I think. Even by myself, I always underrate Mainz, to be honest. But we have to be aware, and betting on a team who is not that power team like Hoffenheim is no really power team going to the Champions League or something like that. I don't like these 2.0 odd on Hoffenheim here. But as you mentioned, it seems like Hoffenheim knows where the goal is standing. And on the other hand, Mainz can also score. Maybe we see a lot of goals. Over 2.5 goals with 1.65 is okay to bet on. Not that much money, but it's the best thing I can find here. To bet on more goals is too risky and no really big reward. That's why, over 3 goals with odds of 2.0 is also just an option, because you get your money back if there are exactly 3 goals, and you win this bet if there is maybe a 2-2, 3-1 for Hoffenheim, something like that around.
Then let's go for goals in Hoffenheim Mainz. Then we have Union Berlin Augsburg. We always like Union Berlin, 5 points so far, and they beat Gladbach 2-1 in their last game and were able to draw against Hoffenheim and Leverkusen. So really good start of the season. They are playing next week a Conference Cup against Slavia Prague, because they did so well last season that this year they are playing in Europe, whereas Augsburg, rather, you said already that this is a team that is going to struggle a lot in this Bundesliga. Only 1 point in this start, and they've conceded actually 8 goals in the games against Leverkusen and Hoffenheim.
Yeah, and Augsburg is was bad last season, and they really missed a lot of big opportunities last season, and I think they don't have a lot of self-confidence. That's why I expect something around the same as happened to them in Leverkusen, where they got 4 goals. And yeah, Union Berlin is also on a regular day. Augsburg can beat them for sure, and that's why the odds on Union Berlin are too bad. I can't see a lot of goals here as well, and betting on under goals is not a thing I want to do now. In my eyes, the value is more on draw, because I don't trust Union Berlin at the moment too much, but I really am aware of Augsburg, because if they don't make a point here, or even they lose here, then they are really into trouble. And their coach Markus Weinziel was kind of a hero when he first was coach of Augsburg. Then he moved to Schalke and never came back to really success. And now he's the first one, if you want to bet on which coach is fired first, he has the lowest odds. And I think this might happen sooner or later if he doesn't point here. And I can't bet on Augsburg. I don't trust Union Berlin. So for me, the most value is on a draw. But yeah, I don't put money on this game.
Last season, we saw many coaches sacked in the Bundesliga. It was absolutely crazy. By the way, our Schalke is ninth also in the standings in Bundesliga 2. 7 points after 5 games. They are not doing great at all in Bundesliga 2. But now, time to analyze the best game of this match day. Of course, on Saturday, we have Leipzig-Bayern Munich. This is Nagelsmann coming back to Leipzig. Last season, Bayern was able to beat Leipzig 0-1 with Goretzka scoring the winner, for sure. Radek, it's not been a good start of the season for Leipzig. Only 3 points, already 2 defeats against Wolfsburg and Mainz. We all know that these teams are playing Champions League, but they have very tough games, actually. Leipzig against Man City, Bayern against Barcelona. What do you expect here? Because we saw a good image, no, of Bayern Munich in the last game against Hertha.
Yes, and this is very interesting because a lot of odds in the Bundesliga are based on tradition and names. And if you just be rational, just watch what Bayern Munich has done in the last games and what Leipzig has done in the last games and how many points the both teams have collected so far, I don't understand why Bayern Munich has that huge odds. At normal games, Bayern Munich always gets odds of 1.1 or 1.4 if they are away. Now they get 2.0, or maybe if you compare odds on Oddspedia, you will find 2.1 some day to the game. So, to make it short, betting on Bayern Munich with 2.0 is a brilliant odd. And of course, Leipzig had a good game against Stuttgart. And I really hope they have a chance here and don't lose, because if they lose, you can hand over Bayern Munich the next championship. And that is nothing we want to do on game day 4. And on the other hand, in the last games between these two teams, we always had very close, very defense games and very less goals. And that's why under 3.5 with odds of 1.8 can be an option. But at the end, to make it easy, just betting one unit on Bayern Munich is something you can't do wrong. Even if Leipzig makes a draw or wins, then okay, good day for them. But on any other day, Bayern Munich has to win this game because they are the better team at the moment.
It will be catastrophic for Leipzig after only 4 match days, being 9 points behind Bayern Munich, and with Lewandowski, of course, still the goal scorer. I thought about you, Radek, when Lewandowski was playing against San Marino in the first half. And like, I hope he does not get injured as it happened last season against Andorra, because it will be very sad for all football fans, actually, and especially Bayern supporters. But so far, he is fit. And then, after these good odds for Bayern Munich, we go on Sunday games, and we have Frankfurt-Stuttgart. We were talking in this start of the season that Frankfurt, they could struggle, and they had a worse team compared to the one that they had last season when they were this close to getting to the Champions League spots. And no victories for them, only 2 points they drew against weak teams like Bielefeld or Augsburg. They were thrashed by Borussia Dortmund. That's why, Radek, I'm surprised to see the odds only 2.15 for Frankfurt playing at home against Stuttgart. That is it's true that they won the opening game against Fürth, but then 2 defeats against Freiburg and Leipzig.
Yes, and that's why Frankfurt is favorite, because Stuttgart is also weak. But what I said before, that a lot of odds are based on tradition. So we have Frankfurt in the minds of the bookies and the bettors and the players. that Frankfurt, has the potential or had the potential last year or the last several years. So they might have some home advantage, and they maybe does. But to be honest, this is a pure coin flip at the moment. Everything can happen. Frankfurt can win this game at home, but it would be also no surprise if Stuttgart wins. And if we have such a biased game where we don't see any clear favorite, the best thing is to bet on odds on draw when we have good odds on draw. And now we have odds of 4.0 here on a draw. And in my eyes, that is very good. And I would bet 1/3 of a unit, as I always do, with draws, because they are not that easy to predict. But if you won 1 out of 3 draws, you make money. And this is one draw I really support with 1/3 of a unit here.
All right, then let's see if you see a clear winner, although it's very tricky, the next one as well. Bochum, Hertha Berlin, because Hertha, they are favorite, 2.5 odds, but they have 0 points. It's true that they face strong teams, Bayern, Wolfsburg and Cologne, but for sure it's not been an easy international break for them, with 0 points after 3 games, whereas Bochum, 1 victory in their comeback to the Premier, to the Bundesliga. They beat Mainz in their only home game. Difficult, no? This one to predict, I guess.
Yeah, really difficult. If money is not a thing and I can print money, I wouldn't think about it. I would say, the odds 2.5 on Hertha, go for it. Because Hertha has the potential, has a really good team. But the downside of this is they also had last year and they almost were relegated. They have a good team in the first 3 games and they were thrashed by Bayern Munich 5-0. So this is no point to bet on Hertha, to be honest. And on the other hand, Bochum is maybe the most unknown team in the league, unpredictable, because they are new in the league. We don't really know a lot of their players very well, but what they showed in every game is that they are willing to fight, and this was important for Stuttgart and Bielefeld last year to be in the league. And that's why if Bochum can show this mentality and their strength in fighting in this game, they also are able to beat Hertha at the moment for sure. So clear, very dangerous to bet on. And after 0 points for Hertha, I don't really want to risk my money on them, but on the other hand, the odds are good. But if you have too many blind sides, as I have with Bochum, I don't put money on it. Would be a waste.
Then let's try the last game, and it's not an easy one as well, in my opinion. Gladbach, Arminia Bielefeld, because you mentioned how Bielefeld is a team very hard to beat. They were able to stay in the Bundesliga last season. And so far, 3 games, 3 draws against Frankfurt and Freiburg, which are good teams, but also against Fürth, a team that I guess they should beat. But Gladbach, they started the season pretty poorly. 1 point, they were able to draw and get a point against Bayern Munich. But then 2 defeats against Union Berlin and Bayer Leverkusen is also true. Radek, that they had very tough opponents, so I guess this is the time for Hüttler to get his first victory in charge of Gladbach.
Yeah, they have to beat Bielefeld for sure, but 2 points for this is that the most important players for Gladbach were all in national team games. Jan Sommer killed a penalty against Italy at the draw of Switzerland, and Neuhaus was playing for Germany, I think, but Jonas Hofmann was playing for Germany for sure. And that's why I think Gladbach will come back a little bit tired after this break. And this is a chance for Bielefeld to get another point. To bet on them is no option. But the odds on Gladbach with 1.4 are too low. I expected them to win in Berlin the weeks before the national team break, but they didn't. But now, yeah, it seems like a must home win. And the question is just how high, or yeah, or even maybe Bielefeld can defend their goal very good another time, because they have one of the best keepers in the league, Ortega, and if you look at the stats for goalkeepers, he's the one who kills the most shots on his goal, and that's why Bielefeld is able to be in the first league. And yeah, maybe he does again against Gladbach after their players are a little bit tired, but that is speculation. If we just go about the value of the team, and we have Gladbach, which is yeah, really, really good team with a super coach with Adi Hütter, and they must start winning games now. Yeah, but the odds are too bad.
Mm-hmm. Malith is telling us draw, and Envano is also going for Armenia or draw. He's saying, and Lalu is saying that Gladbach is not a team to trust. So it looks like everyone agrees that it's not very wise to put our money in these low odds for Gladbach. And perhaps we can try to make some money going for the draw or for a surprise of Bielefeld winning away. Then, Radek, we have all 9 games, 2 very good ones, a lot of tough ones to go, like usually in the Bundesliga, where we saw a lot of draws. Perhaps we can finish with Sam Aka. You can put 2 or 3 games together for us and try to raise a little bit our money.
Yeah, the best option to raise your money is always betting one unit on single bets. And in single bets, we have good the chances on double chance on Leverkusen against Dortmund with 1.77. I really love the win of Wolfsburg with 1.6, or even the Asian handicap of Wolfsburg with Asian handicap -1 with odds of 2.0 against Fürth, which is better than any double bet on so-called favorites. And if you really want to make I would suggest looking for Asian handicap 0 games and combining them, because you're safe. If there is a draw, then this game doesn't break your ECA. And looking for maybe favorites, I would bet on Asian handicap 0 on Freiburg versus Cologne. I would take Asian handicap 0 on Bayern Munich against Leipzig, because Bayern Munich gets around 1.4 of 1.5 in this game for a draw, or Asian handicap 0. And the last one, yeah, Asian handicap 0 on Leverkusen against Dortmund would be a bit riskier, but we can step down with Asian handicap +1 on Leverkusen. We should also get odds around 1.5. So you can combine these 3 and hope for the best. And yeah, we will see if there are a lot of surprises after this national team break. I really tend to. So
Then we have Freiburg Asian handicap 0, Bayern Munich Asian handicap 0, and Leverkusen Asian handicap +1. And be careful again, because as Radek said, this is after international break, before Champions League, so there are always a lot of changes in the team, and is very risky and difficult for the big teams to win in this match day. Then Radek, thanks again for being with us. I still enjoy your time with the waves, and we are gonna be back next week with Bundesliga. Remember, guys, that you can still leave a comment and tell us your tips for this match day in the Bundesliga. And of course, don't forget to support us. If you enjoy our videos, you can and you should click on the like button, subscribe, and click on the bell to get notifications. See you very soon, and take care. Bye.
Bye.